Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I am Giabi Lee reporting. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud Sunday in search of missing people. A massive wall of water from three overflowing rivers in Colombia swept through the region overnight Friday, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes. Witnesses and relatives in southern Afghanistan say a pre-dawn bomb explosion killed at least 10 civilians, mostly children and women, in an area where Afghan National Security Forces were conducting anti-Taliban operations. It was not immediately clear whether an airstrike by government forces or an insurgent armed retaliation caused the explosion Sunday in Lashkarga, Helmand Province. The United States and Egypt are expected to reach accord on enhanced collaboration in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism Monday. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. On Sunday, the White House praised the Egyptian leader's tough policy in battling terrorists. The Oval Office meeting will be closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. This is VOA News. A new study